Before we open up the word today, we'll just bow our heads in a moment of prayer, please. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time that we could open your word and speak about the gospel. We thank you for your Son who came to this earth. He went to the cross and rose again for us. We ask for help to be able to speak plainly today, and we commit this meeting into your hands in that most precious and holy name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to speak today about a very simple picture that the Lord Jesus used himself to describe himself in the Bible. He said, "I am the door."
So, sa pasimula ng ating mensahe sa araw na ito, ay nais ni Mark na ibigay ang mensahe patungkol sa simpleng larawan na inihahalin tulad sa Panginoong Hesus. Sapagkat sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus, "Ako ang pintuan."
A door is one of those very ordinary, everyday things. We pass through many, many times a day, and we rarely think much, if anything, about them. Yet a door marks a very clear line.
So ang pintuan ay isang ordinaryong bagay na marahil ay hindi natin binibigyang pansin. Subalit ito ay nagbibigay ng maliwanag na pagkakabahagi.
On one side of the door, you are outside. And on the other side of the door, you're on the inside. On one side, there may be danger, and on the other side, there might be safety.
At maaring ikaw ay nasa labas o nasa loob ng pintuan. Sa labas ay mayroong panganib, subalit sa loob, ikaw ay ligtas.
A door separates those who are in from those who are still out. The Lord Jesus took that everyday idea and used it to explain what it means to be saved.
Ang pintuan din ang naghihiwalay sa mga taong nasa loob at sa mga taong nasa labas. At ito'y ginamit ng Panginoon upang ipaliwanag ang ibig sabihin ng kaligtasan.
We can read this example from the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John in chapter 10. So read in John chapter 10, starting at verse 11. It said, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep."
At ating basahin sa salita ng Diyos sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 10, verse 7. Sinabi namang muli ni Jesus sa kanila, "Totoong totoo, sinasabi ko sa inyo, ako ang pintuan ng mga tupa." Verse 8, "Ang lahat na nauna sa akin ay mga tulisan at mga magnanakaw, ngunit di nakinig ang mga tupa sa kanila." Verse 9, "Ako ang pintuan. Kung ang sinumang tao ay papasok sa pamamagitan ko, siya ay maliligtas at siya ay makapapasok at makalalabas at makasusumpong ng pastulan." Verse 10, "Ang magnanakaw ay hindi pumarito kundi upang siya ay magnakaw at pumatay at manira. Ako'y dumating upang sila ay magkaroon ng buhay at upang sila ay magkaroon nito na nag-uumapaw." Verse 11, "Ako ang mabuting pastol. Ang mabuting pastol ay binibigay ang kanyang buhay para sa mga tupa."
In these verses, the Lord Jesus is speaking about people, us, as the sheep, and about himself as both the shepherd and the door.
So, sa mga talatang ito, ang Panginoong Jesus ay inihahalin tulad ang mga tao bilang tupa. At inihahalin tulad naman ang kanyang sarili bilang isang pastol at pintuan.
Sheep are a rather weak creature. They wander, they can't really protect themselves. They don't have claws or sharp teeth. They're a rather helpless animal. They need a shepherd and a place of safety.
Ang mga tupa ay mahinang nilalang. Madalas sila ay gumagala at nawawala. Hindi nila kayang ipagtanggol ang kanilang sarili. Wala silang matutulis na kuko o matatalas na ngipin, kung kaya't nangangailangan sila ng pastol at lugar kung saan sila ay ligtas.
In Jesus's day, a sheepfold or the enclosure where the sheep were kept, it often just had one opening to it. And the shepherd would bring in the sheep at night. And once the sheep were all inside, the shepherd himself would actually lie down across the entrance himself.
Sa panahon ng ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo ay naririto sa lupa, ang kulungan o kural ng mga tupa ay mayroon lamang isang labasan. Pagsapit ng gabi ay dadalhin ng pastol ang mga tupa sa kural, at kung ang lahat ng tupa ay nasa loob na, marahil ang pastol ay hihiga sa pasukan at siya ang magsisilbing pintuan.
In doing this, no sheep could go out and no wolf could come in without having to pass over the shepherd's own body. So in a very real way, a shepherd would become the door.
At sa pamamagitan nito, walang makalalabas na mga tupa mula sa loob ng kulungan, at wala ring makapapasok na mabangis na lobo upang patayin ang mga tupa. Kung kaya't sa pamamagitan nito, ang pastol ang siyang magiging pintuan.
The Lord Jesus takes this picture and applies it to you and to me. He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved."
At tayo ay inihalintulad ng Panginoon. At ang larawang ito ay inihalintulad tayo ng Panginoon bilang mga tupa. At kung sino man ang taong makapapasok sa pintuan, sapagkat sinabi niyang, "Ako ang pintuan," at ang lahat ng mga taong papasok, sila ay maliligtas.
The salvation that we speak of it's not something you gain by some church or by some religion. It's not about your own goodness or some feeling that you can work up inside of yourself. Salvation is in a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ang kaligtasan ay hindi sa pamamagitan ng pagtungo sa isang simbahan o sa pamamagitan ng relihiyon o sa pamamagitan ng inyong mabubuting gawa o sa inyong mainam na pakiramdam. Ang kaligtasan ay matatagpuan sa isang tao, at ang nag-iisang taong iyan ay ang Panginoong Hesus.
So just take a moment and we'll think about the person of Christ. The Lord Jesus, he didn't say in what we read, he didn't say, "I will show you the many doors and you can pick one." He doesn't present himself as one door among many possible doors.
Ang Panginoong Hesus, ating pakaisipin, ay ipinakikita na siya ay ang nag-iisang pintuan. Hindi siya maraming pintuan na maaari mong pagpilian. Ipinahayag niya na siya ay nag-iisang pintuan.
He speaks very plainly. He says, "I am the door of the sheep. I am the door." In John chapter 14, we can also read more from him, where it says, in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That's a very strong and exclusive language.
Panginoon, na siya lamang ang nag-iisang pintuan. At sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 14, verse 6, ay ating mababasa kung saan sinabi niya, "Ako ang daan, ang katotohanan, at ang buhay. Walang makararating sa Ama kundi sa pamamagitan ko.
These days, there's many people in the world who like to say that all religions are just different roads leading to the same mountain, and that as long as a person is sincere, it doesn't really matter what they believe.
Maraming tao sa mundo ngayon na nagsasabing ang lahat ng relihiyon ay kahalintulad na magkakaibang daan patungo sa iisang bundok. At hindi mahalaga kung ano ang iyong paniniwala, at ang importante lamang ay kung ito ay taos sa iyong puso.
The Lord Jesus, who is the truth and could not lie, says, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no mistaking his meaning. He is not one way among others. He is the way. And he is just not one possible door to heaven. He is the door.
Subalit huwag tayong magkamali. Dahil sinabi ng Panginoon, siya lamang ang nag-iisang daan at nag-iisang pinto upang tayo ay tumungo sa kalangitan.
Some people will say that that can sound very narrow, and it is narrow, but it's very clear. Imagine if there was 100 doors before you and you had to spend all of your life wondering whether or not you had chosen the right one. You'd always be doubtful and afraid that you'd made the wrong choice.
Ang iba ay nagsasabing iyan ay masyadong makitid. Marahil nga. Subalit ating pakaisipin, kung mayroong isang daang magkakaibang pinto at buong buhay kang magtataka kung tama ba ang iyong pinili, palagi kang mag-aalinlangan at matatakot.
God has not left us in this kind of confusion. He has pointed to his Son, and in effect he has said, this is the door. Come in here and you will be saved. There is only one door. But the wonderful thing about this is that door is wide enough for every sinner to come in.
Hindi nais ng Diyos na tayo ay makaranas ng pagkalito, kung kaya't ipinahayag niya na ang kanyang bugtong na anak lamang ang tanging pintuan at ang kamangha-mangha ito ay malawak upang ang sino mang makasalanan na magsisisi ay makapapasok.
So if there is a door to salvation, that means that by our very nature, we are born on the outside. We are not born saved. We are not born right with God.
At kung mayroong pintuan para sa kaligtasan at biyaya, sa makatuwid, tayo ay nasa labas. Hindi tayo ipinanganak na taglay ang kaligtasan o matuwid sa harap ng Diyos.
The Bible is very plain about this. We can read it in Romans. In Romans 3 and verse 23, it tells us, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
At ang Biblia, ang salita ng Diyos ay napakaliwanag sa mga bagay na ito. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 3 verse 23, ay nasasaad, Ang lahat ay nagkasala, at walang nakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
That word all, it includes me, it includes you, it includes every religious person, every non-religious person, it takes in everyone. All have sinned.
Ang salitang lahat, tayo ay kabilang sa mga sa salitang lahat. Maging tayo ay relihiyoso o hindi, ang lahat ay nagkasala.
The book of Isaiah gives us another picture. In Isaiah 53, in verse 6, it tells us, All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
At sa aklat ng Isaiah, tayo ay nilalarawang muli bilang isang tupa. At sa aklat ng Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6 ay nasasaad, tayong lahat ay tulad ng mga tupang naliligaw. Nagkanya-kanya tayo ng lakad. Ngunit ipinataw ni Yahweh sa kanya ang kaparusahang tayo ang dapat tumanggap.
Here once again, we are all seen as sheep. And what does it say we have done? It says we have gone astray. We have all taken our own path.
At sa mga muli, tayo ay inilalarawan sa mga talatang ito kagaya ng mga tupa. Tayo ay nawawala at tayo ay nagsasarili ng daan.
Some people forget and they think sin is just the big shocking things that can make the news, but sin is everything. Sin is living for yourself instead of for God. Sin is you going your own way instead of His way. Sin is you saying, I will decide what is right for me.
Marahil, naiisip ng tao na ang kasalanan ay yung mga bagay na kasindak-sindak na maaaring maging malaking balita. Subalit, ang kasalanan ay ang iyong pagsasarili at ang mga bagay na ginagawa mo nataliwas sa pamantayan ng Diyos. Ito ay mga makasariling bagay na iyong ginagawa at ang iyong sariling desisyon para sa iyong buhay.
Because of this, we are born outside of God's blessing. We are born outside the safety of that sheepfold. We are exposed to judgment and to an eternal loss.
At dahilan dito, tayo ay nasa labas ng mga pagpapala ng Diyos. Tayo ay hindi kabilang sa kawan ng mga tupa ng Diyos na ligtas. Tayo ay naharap sa kaparusahan at walang hanggang kapahamakan.
The book of Romans also tells us in Romans 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, dito ay inihahayag, aklat ng Roma, chapter 3, verse 6:23. I'll just read it from the Bible. Romans 6:23. Aklat ng Roma, chapter 6, verse 23. Sapagkat kamatayan ang kabayaran ng kasalanan. Ngunit ang libre o walang bayad na kaloob ng Diyos ay buhay na walang hanggan sa pamamagitan ni Kristo Jesus na ating Panginoon.
The wages of sin, which is to say the proper payment for sin, is death. Not only the death of the body, but an eternal separation from God.
At ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Ito'y hindi lamang kamatayan ng ating pisikal na katawan, subalit ito ay ang pagkahiwalay natin sa Diyos magpasawalang hanggan.
If you never see that you are on the outside of this door, you'll never feel the need to enter it. The gospel doesn't just come to people who are already safe. It comes to that lost sheep, to the wandering sheep, to the guilty sinner, people like you and like myself.
Kung hindi mo alam na ikaw ay nasa labas ng pintuan, ay hindi mo maiisipang pumasok. Ang ebanghelyo ay hindi para sa mga taong iniisip na hindi nila kailangan ang kaligtasan. Ito ay para sa mga nawawalang tupa at sa mga makasalanan.
But there is a promise given. We already read it. We'll read again in John 10, verse 9. I am the door. By me shall be saved.
Subalit ang pangako ng Panginoon o ng Diyos sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 10, verse 9. Ako ang pintuan. Kung ang sinumang tao'y papasok sa pamamagitan ko, siya ay maliligtas.
By me. That means not of yourself, not by your works, not by a preacher, but by Christ alone. And if any man throws the door, if any man that throws the door wide open for you, it brings the message right down to the individual. It says, he shall be saved. It is not he might be, or he could possibly be. It's he shall be saved. The gospel is not some vague hope. It's just the sure word straight from the lips of our Savior.
Sa pamamagitan ko, ito ang pahayag ng Panginoon at hindi ito sa pamamagitan ng iyong sariling gawa o ng tagapagpahayag ng salita. Kung ang mensahe ay makaabot sa atin, tayo ay maliligtas. Ito'y tiyak sapagkat ito ay nagmula sa labi ng ating Panginoon.
So, why is salvation by him? It is because he alone, he is the only one who could have done the work that was needed to be done. In the very same chapter, he says, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. At the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus bore that judgment that our own sin deserved.
Bakit sa pamamagitan ng Panginoon? Sapagkat siya lamang ang makagagawa nito. Sinabi niya, ibinigay ng mabuting pastol ang kanyang buhay para sa mga tupa. At sa krus ng Kalbaryo ay binata niya ang parusa para sa ating mga kasalanan.
We could never pay the debt. But the Lord Jesus, the sinless Son of God, took that place. There is one name, one person, one door. He has made the way of salvation so simple that even children can understand this.
Siya na walang bahid ng kasalanan ang nagbayad para sa atin na hindi sa ating mga kasalanan na hindi natin kayang bayaran. May nag-iisang pangalan. May nag-iisang tao at may nag-iisang pintuan na nagbigay daan upang tayo ay maligtas. Ito ay at ang kaligtasan ay napakasimple na kahit ang isang bata ay ito ay maiintindihan.
So what does it mean to enter in by Christ? To enter in is to come to God as a guilty, helpless sinner that we all are and to believe that Christ died for your sins and rose again. And to put your whole trust in Him alone for your salvation.
Ano ba ang ibig sabihin ng pumasok sa pamamagitan ni Kristo? Ito ay ang ating paglapit sa Diyos at pagtanggap na tayo ay makasalanan at manampalataya na si Jesus ay nabuhay muli at magtiwala sa Kanya para sa iyong kaligtasan.
When you walk through that door, you stop trusting in the outside things to shelter you, and you commit yourself to what is inside. In the same way, when you come to Christ, you turn away from all the things that you've been leaning on in your life, your good works or your religion, traditions, feelings. It's you just rest your soul upon the Savior.
Sa pagpasok mo sa pintuan, ikaw ay magtitiwala sa kung ano ang nasa loob na magbibigay ng kaligtasan. Kagaya ng paglapit mo kay Kristo, tatalikuran mo ang mga bagay na inaasahan mong makapagliligtas sa iyo. Ang iyong mabuting gawa, ang iyong relihiyon, tradisyon, pakiramdam, at magtitiwala lamang kay Kristo.
No, there'll be some people who will say, but I'm not worthy. But the door doesn't ask you if you are worthy. The question that is asked is, will you enter? And some will say, my sins are too big, but the blood of Christ is greater than all of your sins. And the question will still remain, will you enter?
Maaari mong sabihin, hindi ka karapat-dapat. O marami kang kasalanan. At ang iyong kasalanan ay napakarami. Subalit, ang dugo ni Kristo ay mas mahigit sa iyong mga kasalanan. At ang katanungan lamang, nais mo bang pumasok sa pintuan?
God has given the promise, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. When a sinner trusts in Christ, a wonderful thing becomes true. His sins are forgiven. God doesn't pretend that those sins never happened. He's already judged them at the cross.
At ang pangako ng Diyos na kung ikaw ay papasok sa pamamagitan ni Kristo, ikaw ay maliligtas. Kung ang makasalanan ay magtitiwala sa Panginoong Hesus, ay may kamangha-manghang mga bagay na magiging totoo. Kapatawaran ng kasalanan.
A believer can say that my sins are gone, not because I'm a good person or because Christ, but because Christ died for me. That person is now safe and no longer exposed to that coming judgment. The Lord says in the same chapter, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The believer now has the word of God and has rest of his own conscience, knowing that the work needed for salvation has been finished.
Maaring sabihin nating mga ligtas na ng aking kasalanan ay nawala na. Hindi dahil tayo ay matuwid. Ito ay sapagkat si Kristo ay namatay. Ang taong ligtas na ay hindi na malalantad sa kaparusahan ng Diyos. At sinabi ng Panginoong, ibibigay ko ang buhay na walang hanggan at sila ay hindi na mapapahamak. Ang mananampalataya ay mayroong salita ng Diyos, kapahingahan sa konsensya, sapagkat ang gawa ng kaligtasan ay natapos na.
The living relationship with the Shepherd, our Savior Himself. The Lord says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Salvation is not just your ticket to heaven someday. It is a new life with Christ now.
At ang mga taong ligtas ay may buhay na relasyon sa pastol. Sinabi niya, dinidinig ng mga tupa ang aking salita. Kilala ko sila at sumusunod sila sa akin. Ang kaligtasan ay hindi lamang upang tayo ay magtungo sa kalangitan. Ito'y bagong buhay kay Kristo ngayon.
There is another also serious side to this message though. A door that is open now will not remain open forever. In Luke 13, the Lord Jesus warns us about this. In Luke 13, starting at verse 24, it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are.
Mayroong napakaseryosong bahagi ang mensaheng ito. Ang bukas na pintuan ngayon ay hindi mananatiling bukas magpakailanman. At sa aklat ng mga ng Lucas, chapter 13 verse 24 hanggang 25 ay mayroong babala ang Panginoong ang Panginoon. Ating basahin chapter 13 verse 24 hanggang 25. Pagsikapan ninyong makapasok sa makipot na pintuan. Sinasabi ko sa inyo, marami ang magpupumilit pumasok ngunit hindi na makakapasok. Kapag ang pinto ay isinara na ng pinuno ng sambahayan, magtitiis kayong nakatayo sa labas at katok ng katok. Sasabihin ninyo, Panginoon, papasukin po ninyo kami. Ngunit sasabihin niya sa inyo, hindi ko kayo kilala.
There's a coming time when the master of the house will shut the door, and people who have refused the gospel message, those people who continue to say later, will discover that it is too late. They'll knock and there'll be no answer. God has opened a door of mercy through Christ, but he has also set a day when that door will close. After death, there is no second chance. After Christ's return, there is no other way of escape.
Darating ang panahon na ang pinuno ng sambahayan ay isasara na ang pintuan. Ang mga taong tumanggi sa ebanghelyo ngayon at sinasabing at ipinagpabukas ang kaligtasan ay kanilang matatagpuan ang sarili na nasa labas ng pintuan at hindi na masasagot ang kanilang pagkatok. Ang Panginoon bukas ang pintuan ng awa ng Panginoon sa mga pagkakataong ito mula kay Kristo at kanya ring ipinahayag ang araw na kung saan ang pintuan ay kanyang isasara. Pagkatapos na tayo ay mamatay, ay wala na tayong pag-asa muling makaligtas. At kung ang Panginoong Jesus ay darating, ay matatagpuan ang ating mga sarili sa kaparusahang ipinataw para sa ating mga kasalanan.
To those who are still saying, I'll wait till later, I'm young, I have time, God's word tells us specifically in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This isn't tomorrow. This isn't when you're older. It's not when you've tried everything else. It's God says that now is the accepted time and now is that day of salvation for you.
At sa mga taong ipinagpabukas ang kaligtasan at sinasabing sila ay bata pa at wala pa silang panahon. Subalit ang salita ng Diyos ay nagsasabi sa ikalawang Korinto chapter 6 verse 2 ay nasasaad, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Ngayon na ang araw ng kaligtasan. Hindi bukas o hindi kung kayo ay matanda na at hindi rin kung saan ay inyo nang ginawa ang lahat ng inyong inaasahan sapagkat sinabi ng Diyos, ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas.
To try and sum up my message now, Christ is the door, the only way of salvation. We are outside this door by our very nature. We as sinners have gone astray. But there is a sure promise from the Savior's own lips that if anyone enter by him, that person shall be saved. There's a great privilege enjoyed by all of us who have entered in. We have found safety, forgiveness, and a living relationship with the Good Shepherd. There is also a real peril, though, of staying outside this door, because that door will not always be open for you.
At sa ating pagtatapos, ating isumahin ang mga mensahe. Ang Panginoong Jesus ang pintuan, ang natatanging daan para sa kaligtasan. Tayo ay nasa labas ng pintuan sapagkat tayo ay makasalanan na nawawala. At mayroong pangako mula sa mga labi ng ating Panginoon na kung tayo ay papasok sa pintuan, Sa pamamagitan niya, tayo ay maliligtas at mayroong mga pribilehiyong ating makukuha sa mga doon sa mga taong pumasok. Ito ay ang kaligtasan ng kaligtasan sapagkat ang ating mga kasalanan ay napatawad na at ang buhay na relasyon sa mabuting pastol. At mayroon ding kapahamakan kung tayo ay mananatili sa labas sapagkat ang pintuan ng awa ng Diyos ay hindi bukas magpakailanman.
So as I'm closing now, I want to ask you a simple question. Where are you in relation to this door? Are you still outside with your sins unforgiven, hoping that something will hopefully work out for you in the end? Or have you entered by simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you come to God as a sinner, admitting that you cannot save yourself, and if you will trust his Son who died for you and rose again, God's word is very clear. He shall be saved.
At ang aming katanungan sa araw na ito, nasaan ka ba? Ikaw ba ay nasa labas pa din ng pintuan? At ang kasalanan mo ay hindi pa napapatawad? Umaasang ang mga bagay na iyong ginagawa ay makabubuti sa katapusan? O ikaw ba ay nasa loob sa pamamagitan ng paraan ng pananampalataya sa Panginoong Hesukristo? Kung ikaw ay lalapit sa Diyos bilang makasalanan at iyong tatanggapin, ikaw ay maliligtas.
So I want to thank everyone for listening. I went a few minutes longer than I thought I was going to, so we'll just close now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He who said, I am the door. We pray that every soul who's listened to this message and those who are still outside that door would see the danger in themselves delaying any longer. We hope that they would find themselves realizing how simple it can be to trust in the Savior. We commit each listener today to you and give thanks in that most worthy and precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.